meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our meeting of the IGO-NGO Identifiers Protection Policy Implementation on Wednesday, April 20th of 2016. My name is Fabien Detrenieux with the Global Roamings Division of ICANN. Before we start, I'm just making sure we have the list of participants. So I believe on the call we have Peter Reinforth with us. Peter, are you still with us?
Sorry, I'm here, yes.
Okay. Thank you, and I believe you're the only participant from the IRT, so let me just check I'm not forgetting anyone. Can, if any other IRT members are on the call, please identify yourselves. Okay, hearing none, so I think this is us and yourself better. What we suggest doing is going through our update we wanted to provide. We'll try to do this shorter than usual so that we don't take up too much time, and then IRT members that are not present may be able to catch up on the recording and transcript.
Sounds like a good solution. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. So in terms of our agenda, I believe it is on the screen. Can Dennis maybe? Yeah, thank you very much. So we wanted to. We will start with a short announcement in a minute. Then we'll go over the overview and status of the project. We'll talk about the IGO identifiers contact data, what's going on with IGO identifiers, and we'll request input with respect to the IRT's expectation for ICANN 56. And then we'll finish the meeting on the IRT schedule and wiki. Before we get to the agenda, we wanted to announce that Dennis Cheng is going to take over the leadership of this policy implementation. As you may be aware, Dennis has joined our team a few months ago, and it was back in Dublin in October, and he's been helping us in providing his expertise in expertise and experience in managing complex projects, and that has already brought a tremendous value to our project. And as of today, he will start leading this implementation. I will take a seat into the team. I will remain involved, but Dennis will be the leader of this implementation. So please, Dennis, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Fabien. So just to make sure that it's clear, Fabien will be a member of the implementation project team, as we call it, IPT, but he will be more than that, as he has been mentoring me on this process, so he'll remain there to guide me throughout for a successful outcome of the policy implementation. So going to our overview and status, let's just look at the timeline quickly here. This is the same timeline we presented at ICANN 55, and it has not changed. And we're going through our IRT meeting, and our intention is a monthly meeting. This is our April meeting. And we will talk more about the IRT meeting at the end of this hour. But our major milestone that we're looking at is releasing of the draft implementation plan for public comment in August, an announcement in January of next year, and its effective date in July or August of next year. So that we're still tracking to those milestones, and we do not see a reason that we need to change. Just one more thing that I should tell you is that ICANN and GDD in particular is going to a six-month train model. So we are trying to combine our policy implementation effective dates and announcement in six-month duration, so every 6 months. We want to do this together for our projects. So that's why you will see end of the year and middle of the summer milestones line up as we go. So current status and the policy, the documentation, the policy language, we've issued the version 3 in early March, and we looked at it throughout March, and we have not received any other comments from IRT. So we're going to go ahead and start developing the version 2. In addition to the consensus policy language document, we have implementation procedures. We have top-level reservation and a second-level reservation with exceptions procedures complete. And now we're trying to design the 90-day claims implementation process. In terms of the lists and labels that we need, we have the Red Cross IOC list, and then IGO, we're seeking to up to 2 languages, and we'll talk more about that when Steve presents his progress. I mean, IGO is Mary, and INGO is Steve. So we'll get on with it with our next agenda item, which is INGO. Is Mary on the phone?
Hello?
It's me. Oh, that's you. Sorry. That's Steve. INGO, the reason that I put INGO, well, go ahead. Sorry.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is Steve Chan from the Policy Development Support Team. I support the GNSO. And I just want to provide a short update on the development of the INGO work. Just as a reminder, the policy recommendations identified 2 scopes. Scope 1 identifiers are the general consultative status of the ECOSOC list, and that's a little under 200 names, so it represents a more restrictive list. The Scope 2 identifiers are, at the time of the policy development, were 3,000. That's the special consultative status list of the ECOSOC. And so that represents obviously a lot much larger number. The protections for these 2 are for Scope 1 and Scope 2. At the top level, it's just Scope 1, which is the shorter list that I mentioned, and those will be placed on an authoritative list for reservation from registration in future new GTLD procedures. The other set of protections is at the second level, both Scope 1 and Scope 2 will be provided 90-day claims. And so what was reported at ICANN 55 is that we were having trouble establishing a working relationship with ECOSOC. And so we have a good update. We're happy to report that we have been able to establish contact, utilizing some of the existing contacts in ICANN that have relationships with the UN. We've been able to establish a contact with them, and we have provided them with the data requirements for the claims service. And so right now, at this point, we're still waiting the response, and we're looking forward to developing a better working relationship with them, as well as fully developing the process for both this initial setup for the claims service and the upkeep of the service. So that's about it. I think a good update to say that we've made some progress, and I think I'll turn it back over to Dennis. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Indeed, a good progress. IGO, Scope 1 identifier. Is Mary on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, Dennis. Hi, everybody.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about this one with the draft letter.
Okay. Actually, most of the information is already on the slide, so I won't go through it. I probably don't have that exciting news as Steve did for the INGO, but I think overall we are making some steady progress on the IGO perspective. This is the International Governmental Organizations, and this slide is really just looking at the Scope 1 identifiers, which you see in the first bullet point, are basically those IGOs that are on the GAC list as sent to ICANN in March 2013, and it would be the full name of those IGOs on that list in up to two languages. You see here the scope of that protection at the top level as well as on the second level, which would be a reservation. How it will be done, you see here as well that it will be listed on the reserved names list with the link as updated when need be. The implementation challenges is what we have been focusing on, as well as staff proposals to try to overcome those challenges. You see here that, and if you look at the GAC list, you can confirm that while we have all the IGOs in that limited universe provided by the GAC, we have their full names. Those are only provided in English. The GNSO policy does allow for implementation of the policy in up to two languages. So what we need to do, and the draft letter that Dennis mentioned is something that staff is working on, we need to go back to the GAC and to seek their assistance to get those two languages from the IGO. Because the language of the policy says up to two languages, it obviously isn't mandatory, so therefore an IGO can opt to just have one language, and that language could be in English, for example. So we're going to put that into a letter, which is now in draft form, and we hope to get that sent out to the GAC very shortly. Dennis, I think that's it for now, unless there are questions or you have anything to add.
I don't have anything to add. Is there any questions from anyone?
Yeah, sorry. Just one quick question. When you said that that language could be English, what are the other options?
Thanks for the question, Peter. That is a very good question. If we go back to the GNSO policy, as we said, the quote here is up to two languages. So the policy was very careful to not specify what those languages would be. The GAC list does mention the possibility of languages, and it would appear that the GAC had intended to provide ICANN with a list of those languages, but that was not done. And so I think from our perspective, we are not looking from the implementation side, we're not looking at any particular list of languages. I think our preference is to work with the language of the policy and to leave it to the GAC and the IGOs to tell us what those two languages maximum might be for each IGO. Does that help? Okay, great. Thanks, Peter, and thanks, Dennis.
Thank you, Mary. Next topic is ICANN 56. Peter, you're the only one from the IRT, so you represent the whole IRT here. And our ICANN staff here, and especially GDD staff, was interested in finding out what the IRT's expectation for the ICANN 56 in Helsinki. As you know, this is our first Format B meeting. It's a shortened duration to be focused on policy development.
Sorry, Dennis, to interrupt. This is Steve from staff. I just want to note that Crystal Ondo is also on the call right now.
Oh, hi, Crystal. Welcome. Perfect timing. So we're talking about ICANN 56. This meeting is being recorded, so we'll send out the link and you can catch up on it. But we're at a point where we're trying to find out if IRT, implementation review team has any expectations for the ICANN 56 or what the expectations are. Can you speak to that?
I'm not going to be attending Helsinki, so it doesn't, I mean, I'm happy to call in, but for me, an face-to-face in-person meeting isn't necessary.
Thank you. Peter? Is it typing or? Okay, well, if you can, you can always give us an email on your expectation. Well, let's move to the next topic agenda. And Aishugo.
Hi, this is Aishugo from Registry Services. So for the future IRT calls, we thought of introducing a monthly call concept, such as having 1 hour call once a month. I want to hear from you if you have any comments on this or a preference of the time of the meetings. Would it be too rare or too often if we have this once a month? And the other thing is, if needed, we can reschedule or cancel depending on the availability of the people. Is there any feedback on this? Peter?
Hi. I'm not sure if we need a monthly meeting, but at least every second. And, of course, with the possibility to cancel, but also with the possibility to have an extra meeting if there is any specific topic that come up that we need to discuss. Otherwise, we also have the possibility to have an email communication in between. But I learn how to the staff to decide and reply on the question if we need monthly meetings.
Okay, any other feedback? Hearing none, I also want to talk about our community wiki page. For those who are on the Adobe Room, you can see the link of our community page, community wiki page. I was wondering if you have any feedback on this page as well. Peter? Okay, there is no feedback from Crystal.
Okay, Aishugo. I think.
Okay, so I think, yeah, we can move to the next slide.
Mm-hmm. I think we can just go ahead and proceed on as we have unless we get any more comments. So my Adobe Connect quit on me, so I'm trying to reestablish my screen view. And the slides was here. We were here. The next steps, as you see it now?
No.
Hold on. Share my screen. Share. Yes? Okay. So next step is to continue our work. The staff is going to go ahead and produce version 4 and put it out for comments. And we are going to utilize more emails as Peter suggested. And so try to get work that way asynchronous. It seems like it's really hard to get this IRT together. And our next meeting, we anticipate and expect in May, and we'll see where we are by then. And hopefully we'll have more good news for you there. The part of the slide package that we have prepared, we have background slides. We're not going to discuss this, but we just wanted you to know that we're going to maintain a set of background slides so that we can remind ourselves, especially what's in scope and what's out of scope at the moment for this project. So that's all for now. Any other business question and anything else that you guys want to bring up, please bring it up at this moment. Hearing none, seeing none. We'll go ahead and then conclude this meeting. Thank you for participating, and we'll go ahead and...
Thanks for the night.
Go ahead, Peter. Bye, everyone.